Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to AI Audible, the new narrated article podcast from the Anfield Index podcast channel.
Why isn't left back a bigger priority for Liverpool? By Tom Holmes. The most interesting thing about the transfer window so far is how little thought and effort is being put into the full back areas at Liverpool. Last summer, a BBC poll indicated that only 7% of Liverpool fans were happy with the left-back situation, which was comfortably the unhappiest any fans were about any position in the entire division. Whilst that poll is hardly conclusive, it's a damning indictment of Alberto Moreno, who's expected to move on this summer, which would leave Liverpool without a left-back. Think about that for a second. James Milner has been playing left-back for 12 months, and he might be left as the only senior left-back at the club, and he isn't even a left-back. And yet, whenever Liverpool's transfer business has been discussed, the issue of a left-back has been nothing more than an afterthought. That's not to say Liverpool aren't linked with left-backs, but more that those links are very much secondary to the big names that we are linked with. When you consider the big names Liverpool have been targeting, it's very much Van Dijk, Salah, Keita, and possibly Oxlade-Chamberlain. Oh, and perhaps a left-back, maybe Robertson from Hull. Now, that's not to say that none of those players are needed, nor that they're bad signings. Salah was very much a vital piece of Jurgen Klopp's puzzle. Van Dijk remains probably the single most important deal of the window for Liverpool, and pinching one of the best midfielders in the Bundesliga would be an absolutely phenomenal signing. But the fact remains that left back, and to an extent right back, are key problem areas for Liverpool, and should be getting as much coverage as the other positions. If you look at Liverpool's starting 11 from last season, or the 2014-15 players who are in and around the first 11, which are the two players who needed to be upgraded? Dejan Lovren and James Milner. Mignolet has done enough to stave off the axe for now. Klein is one of the most solid full-backs in the division. Matip is a gem of a find. Hendo, Chan, Ginny and Lallana offer genuine options in midfield, and our first-choice front three of Phil, Bobby and Sadio is electrifying. With Liverpool making Van Dijk one of their top priorities, it's clear that Lovren is going to be upgraded, so what about Milner? And this is what I'm trying to get at. For some reason, left back and replacing Milner isn't seen as a key priority for Klopp. And for fans this summer, to an extent, it's almost crept under the radar. We're expecting to replace Moreno with someone good enough to start, but beyond that? I want to briefly, perhaps unfairly, compare Keita and Robertson. Keita is a genuinely exciting prospect, the kind of world-class midfielder in waiting who could be a superstar at Liverpool for a decade to come, and one of the best midfielders in the Bundesliga last season. Robertson is a decent enough left-back who didn't set the league alight and ended up going down with Hull City, being one of their better players. So why aren't we looking to bring in someone of Keita's calibre to a position that's been one of Liverpool's biggest problems for the last 12 months? And if we're being honest, for years. Yet we have five genuinely exceptional central midfielders, but feel the need to upgrade on them. One argument is that there simply aren't the same level of quality left-backs available, but that's simply not true. Kolasinac headed to Arsenal this summer on a free transfer, AC Milan snapped up Ricardo Rodriguez, Hector has been available and linked for a couple of years, and Chelsea are spending up to £50 million for Alexandro, not to mention Mendy has been loosely linked with LFC on a number of occasions, but there seems to be no real commitment. If Liverpool can spend £50 million, perhaps as much as £70 million, for Keita, then why can't they spend half that on a left-back? The answer, of course, is that a left-back isn't considered a priority position by Jurgen Klopp, by the club, by the journalists, or by the fans. Whilst the aforementioned 93% of Liverpool fans would probably still admit that they're unhappy with the club's left-back position, there's not really a clamouring for the Reds to spend £40 million on a world-class addition there, not in the same way there is for Virgil van Dijk or even Keita. The attitude seems to be on all fronts, oh, we don't have a left back, oh well. When we finish signing our real targets, we'll just see who's available and pick one up. And that's odd, given the importance that the position will hold, particularly if at any point Klopp wants to test three or five at the back. The problem is similar on the other flank, where Liverpool are one serious Nathaniel Klein injury away from giving Trent Alexander-Arnold a 40-game season as a first-choice right-back at Liverpool Football Club. And yet, full-back remains one of the most important positions on the pitch. Look at Spurs and Chelsea, two sides who have admittedly used formations that focus heavily on those positions, but it's perhaps no coincidence that the two teams with the best full-backs or wing-backs in the league are the two best sides in the league. How many times would Liverpool's stagnant attacking play last season have been solved with better quality from fullback? And how many times would having a left back able to defend have got them out of trouble? Although frankly, I'd settle for one who can balance pace and positional awareness at this point. So why is it that nobody seems to value fullbacks as a vital position, or even one worthy of prioritising, when it's so clearly the area in Liverpool's squad that needs the most prioritisation, apart from possibly central defence, which is getting that prioritisation that it deserves? Well, part of the reason for me is that Klopp's system tends to make its fullbacks essentially redundant to an extent. When you have penetrative wingers such as Mane or Salah, then you don't need fullbacks to do the damage in attack. And the way that Klopp sets up, with the two central defenders hanging back and the central midfielder dropping in, they aren't crucial defensive cogs when Liverpool are being counter-attacked either. Last season at least, the main function of the fullbacks has been to keep attacking play flowing, but not necessarily to play a pivotal role in it, and then, in the defensive phase, to get back as quickly as possible to stop the cross. Now, Milner in particular has struggled with both these aspects at times, but that doesn't mean that you need to spend £40 million on a player to do the job in a position that simply isn't at the forefront of Klopp's mind or system. I suppose the other obvious answer, one that applies not to Klopp but more generally, is that fullbacks simply aren't fashionable. As Jamie Carragher once so eloquently put it, fullbacks are either failed wingers or failed central defenders. Nobody wants to be Gary Neville. But it's a valid point. Attackers get all the glory, and increasingly central defenders are viewed as the only cogs that are important in a defence. And rightly so to an extent, with the new modern fullbacks seen as more attacking units, particularly with the rise of the 3-4-3. So where does a fullback fit in? Well, they're viewed as the 10th and 11th least important players in the team by a lot of fans, and even a lot of journalists, although maybe subconsciously. So it will be interesting to see what the state is of Liverpool's fullbacks when the window closes at the end of August. Surely Alberto Moreno will have been shipped out, and surely Liverpool have brought someone in to replace him. But will that signing be a priority, or will it just be whoever we could get with the money left over? Will they be a genuinely class addition to our starting 11 in a position that desperately needs one? Or will they be another stopgap, the latest in a long, long list of uninspiring Liverpool left-backs? And more interestingly, will anyone care? But most importantly, will that cost us? I can see Tom getting quite a lot of responses to this piece, where he's playing down the fans' idea of the importance of a left back, because in my personal experience, I think an awful lot of people place a real premium on having quality left backs. And I would have thought, actually, to contradict what Tom's saying, almost particularly in this system of Jurgen Klopp's, he does make a very valid point, which is that the two best sides in the league do have very impressive fullbacks and depth in that position as well. And to be fair, I think the very first target for the summer was Cessinho, who ended up not being a target very quickly into the summer. So I don't think there's a lack of prioritization. It just may not be that we know anything about that particular target or what's going on with that particular targeting situation at the moment with the big names that are taking the headlines. I mean, you've still got that Crown Sky linking us to Mbappe today, which is just, please stop. Anyway, I think the point is that the sexier names, if you like, the bigger names, are going to take priority in the stories, but we don't really know what's going on behind the scenes. And even the in-the-know journalists seem to be getting caught with their trousers down a few times this summer already. So look, let's just hope that, as Tom says, this position gets the prioritisation that it deserves, because I think every one of us would agree that Moreno probably isn't the guy going forward and probably is going to get shipped on. And if that's the case, I don't think many people would be, despite his best efforts there last year, very happy with the concept of James Milner as the starting left back without any cover there at all. I'm very, very happy with Trent Alexander-Arnold as cover. And if he had to come in for the entire season, I'll be honest with you, I would see no problem with that. He just looks like he's ready for it. But on the left, absolutely, we need to do something there.
Thank you for listening to AI Audible. You can read this episode's article along with many others on AnfieldIndex.com. You can download our AI channel app on iOS and Android. And you can find all our AI Audible episodes on Twitter at AI Audible and on AnfieldIndex.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.